California Ag Today, I'm Melissa Moe. Catherine Pope is an orchard systems advisor with the Yolo County UC Cooperative Extension. She released a young orchard handbook that came out of 2 years of meeting and working with growers in her area.
Because in my area in Yolo County, we have a lot of guys who are switching out of tomato growing or moving some of their ground from tomatoes or rangeland into almonds. So for someone who's new to tree crop growing, it can be kind of overwhelming to, you know, just send them to the Fruit and Nut Center website or go read the 300-page almond manual. So the idea here was to have something with more images, a little more up to date, and hopefully some videos that were a little easier for people to follow. Then once they got the groundwork established, they could dig deeper into specific details of their specific problems.
Pope gives us an idea of what we can find in the handbook.
Things on pruning, things on vertebrate management, weed management, irrigation for young orchards, pest management for young orchards, and then also this young orchard handbook, which is about 20 pages with a lot of charts and images, so it's not just 20 pages of text.
You can get this handbook at ccfruitandnuts.ucanr.edu. Again, that's ccfruitandnuts.ucanr.edu. In other news, there's been a big push to get the Temperance Flat Dam built on the San Joaquin River in the Sierra foothills east of the existing Friant Dam. Our own Jessica Tiesman has the story.
Mario Santoyo is executive director of the San Joaquin Valley Water Infrastructure Authority. They need state funding as well as federal funding to get Temperance Flat Dam built. Santoyo believes that with the cooperation of the Trump administration, securing funds may be a little easier.
Although we're working very, very diligently in trying to secure state funding, without the federal government's one, cooperation, and two, money, a project will not get built. Fortunately, with the new Trump administration, I think that the road towards success is become a lot clearer and hopefully smoother. And I think that will be the case because I believe he's interested in building infrastructure, and certainly the dam is an infrastructure. He's been in California, understands the water issues, and so this is clearly one of our biggest issues. So I'm very enthusiastic with the new administration.
If authorized and funded, the dam and reservoir would become part of the federal Central Valley Project and create 1.2 million acre feet of new water storage. That's more than double the current capacity of Millerton Lake. Temperance Flat Dam would store more precious water and enable that water to be better used for the benefit of people, crops, fish, and wildlife.
Now that the 2017 almond bloom is about ready to start, here's a reminder from BASF as you plan ahead. Fungicides can help your crop whether disease pressure is high or low. Miravon fungicide from BASF provides plant health benefits for healthier, higher quality almonds, and it delivers more consistent performance for longer lasting protection against diseases at full bloom. Talk to your local BASF representative today. BASF, we create chemistry. Always read and follow label directions.
Thanks for tuning in. For more ag news, like us on Facebook at California Ag Today. This is California Ag Today.